in verse 1 that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Well, there is an indication here that if the child of God is not praying, they are going to faint. What does it mean for a child of God to faint? Well, in the spiritual realm, it means this. You lose consciousness of what God has spoken concerning your life. So I believe with all my heart, soul, and mind that I'm here to help you to achieve your dreams, your goals, and your visions in record-breaking time. I want you to get ready to meet us here in our Miracle Prayer Blessing Chamber. Yes, church by phone every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are here praying for God's people. People are calling in from all over the world to experience the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. Well, once again, my special guest this week is Prophetess Gloria Joy Van Johnson from Canada. Yes, the Canadian prophet. And here she is to give you a personal invite.
This is the Canadian prophetess Gloria Joy Johnson, and this is a day of double portion miracles. Are you believing God for a supernatural turnaround? Does it seem like everywhere you turn, the enemy's trying to stop you? I believe that God is going to bring forth your miracle breakthrough like you have never seen. And the Lord said, don't worry about those that would come up against you. For the Lord thy God, for the Lord thy God shall destroy your enemies and avenge you and lift you up on high. God said today in church by phone, the Lord is going to move in the supernatural. And some of you will have phone calls and they will say, this person has been moved. That person has been let go. You will find out that the very ones that have come against thee, that the Lord has avenged thee, and he will lift you on high. Great is the Lord our God, and great is his faithfulness. The Lord thy God would speak unto thee and say, I have not forgotten you. I know what you are believing me for, saith the Lord. And thou shalt know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I have not forgotten thee. You've been through the fire. I didn't say there wouldn't be a fire. I said when thou goest through the fire, it shall not consume thee. You are coming out, saith the Lord. And I shall cause your very enemies, those that have worked against you, plotted against you, came against you, you shall see them under your feet, saith the Lord thy God. Neighbor, I am excited and I feel the power of the Holy Ghost today. And tonight, Tuesday night, you can be a part of that great miracle explosion that is happening right from your home. Do you know that, mother, you don't even have to leave your home? You can join Apostle Broadnax and myself on church by phone. All you have to do is find a place in your home that you're comfortable. And then tonight, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. You call into the prayer chamber. Get in there early and get your hand up. We go to the callers in the order they come in. But Apostle and I stay in that prayer chamber. And we pray and we war for you and the people of God. The phone number is 318-754-0001. Once you're in the prayer chamber, you press *5 on your telephone keypad. And that raises your hand up for prayer. I'm telling you that one word from God can change your destiny. God can make your enemies your footstools. Those that have worked against you, plotted against you, tried everything they could to curse you, you shall see them under your feet, and the Lord God shall lift thee on high. I am not through blessing you, saith the Lord, and I will not let some devil, some demon, destroy you and take you out before your time. And I will not allow those demons of witchcraft that have tried to come against your family. Mother, you know they can't work on you. You're saved. You're filled with the Holy Ghost. You're going all the way. But that son has gotten around the wrong crowd. That daughter was doing so good. Everything was falling into place. And then came the pandemic, and now it seems like the devil has taken her vision, and she can't do what she wants to do, and it just feels like there's been a battle. But God is bringing the breakthrough on tonight. Those that have been despised for no reason, you don't know why they don't like you on your job. All you do is what you're paid to do. But people look at you and they see the glory of the Lord. And they get mad and they get jealous and they get envious. And then they try to fight against you. There's someone listening. You have felt like walking out of the job and washing your hands of the job. But you need that job. You've put applications in other places and have seen nothing. But God said, you hold on, for you will not leave that job in defeat, but your enemies shall be driven out before thee, saith the Lord. And thou shalt say, my God, look what the Lord has done. Now again, all you have to do to be a part of church by phone is to tonight, Tuesday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central. Get up and meet me and meet Apostle Broadnax in the prayer chamber. All you have to do tonight, Tuesday night, is call 318-754-0001 and press *5 on your telephone keypad. There is no distance in prayer. And we are having a mighty, mighty move of God. People are calling in from all over. And miracles are taking place. Physical miracles. I'm talking about people that had cancer, diagnosed with cancer, and all of a sudden go back for testing, and there's no more cancer. I'm talking about those that had loved ones in intensive care, on ventilators and life support. And they were told that that loved one wasn't going to make it. But they called the prayer line, and the double portion action team stood together and prayed. Prayer changes things. Whatever you do, do not miss this tonight, saith the Lord. For I have heard your cry. I know what the enemy has tried to do. It seemed like the enemy has tried to drain you and distract you. There's so much going on that you don't even know what to pray at times. But the Lord thy God would speak unto thee and say, arise, arise, Irabahataya. Arise, saith the Lord. Don't sit back and let the devil walk on you. I'm lifting you up high above them, saith the Lord. Thou shalt know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I have made a way and I have moved for you. Oh, neighbor, I feel the presence and power of the Holy Ghost on this radio broadcast today. In fact, even at my own home church in Canada, one of the members went to the doctor. They said that there was cancer. They said she had blood clots in both of her arms, in her lungs, and she went today. No blood clots. God gave her a miracle. And he's going to take care of the cancer because he is the healer of all sickness and disease. So if you need a miracle, if you need a breakthrough, if you've been going through hell and back, you must be in the prayer chamber tonight. As Apostle Broadnax is at the headquarters in Alexandria, and I am here in my home in Canada. But we meet together in the prayer chamber, and the prophecies begin to flow, and the miracles begin to happen. And it is now time for deliverance, saith the Lord. I've heard your cry. I shall avenge thee and lift thee on high. I'm excited and my time is running out again. So let me slow down and give you these numbers. Every Tuesday, that's tonight, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday nights, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Join us in the prayer chamber, 318-754-0001. This is the day of miracles, saith the Lord, and I shall literally lift you up, enlarge your borders, and put you in a large place.
We thank you for tuning in to today's program, and we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road, here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
All of us, not some of us, but all of us, amen. And here it is in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Jesus explained to us what it means to follow Jesus Christ. The first thing is to deny of self. Second is cross bearing, and the third is following Jesus. Amen. Now you see, these first two is kind of easy. But when you put that miller in there, that's where the difficulties come in. Because there are some crosses we're going to have to bear. And if we don't bear those crosses in a time that is fitting unto God, that means, or either if